Heh, this won't even be worth watching.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 99th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, as he has been for the other 98 episodes. Hey, Mike, we're almost at 100.
Almost, and guess what? Episode 100 will air 7 years from the original episode zero date, 10/21/17. I forgot that we did this. I just finished fixing some stuff with the feeds and things like that for this show, and episode one and episode zero were missing. So I went back and I re-uploaded and I set them back to the dates they're supposed to be. But 10/21/2011 is when we recorded the episode zero and put it out, and then 10/21/2012 is when we actually started Tales of Eternia. So technically this show has been going on 7 years at this point, come this October.
Dun dun dun.
That is too long. Too damn Nonsense. Long.
It's never too long to have He-Man part of your life.
I got 100 episodes of a podcast done in 2 years on TuneCast.
We didn't want people to run out of He-Man content.
Yes, we do. And no, we're not covering the...
Yes,
no, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
In some way, shape, or form, I will come through for the fans, and we will cover She-Ra.
Okay, the only way that I will allow this to happen, because we don't know what or when or how many seasons the new She-Ra Netflix series is going to be, from my Google gathering and all that kind of stuff for researching this...
Google gathering,
season
I like that.
One is only 8 episodes, so... One episode per season, one podcast episode per season of the show. If the show gets picked up, we will continue to do more. However, I'm only going to allow it to be 5 episodes, so we get this podcast to 130 episodes, just like the original cartoon was, and we end grand finale at 130. That's
I'm
it.
Fine
that's
with that.
That's
I'm fine
the
with that.
Only.
See, Mike, we can compromise.
No,
we can compromise. You come around to our side a little bit. I like it.
No,
I like it. I like it. As long as we touch on every episode, that's all I care about.
If I'll put it, I'll send it to you, and I'll. It's not going to be as in depth as everything else we've done in the last 7 years. I'll send you the episode that Joe Reed and I did of Voltron season 1 and 2 from Netflix. It's a full episode of TuneCast. It's maybe an hour for both seasons, because again, the Netflix cartoons have short episode runs per season, so.
I told you fans we'd come through.
No.
I told you we'd do it.
No.
And it's coming to fruition. You just said it was.
Uh-huh.
You can't say no now.
What the hell are we doing today?
All right, in this episode of Masters in Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next 3 episodes of the series, which is episode 49, The Dreaditor, episode 50, Mutiny on the Mothership, and episode 51, Rock to the Future. So we hope you're ready. Because it's time to go back to space.
That sure as hell isn't Sammy Hagar.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
All right, first up today is episode 49, The Dreaded Dreaditor. Dreaditor. It's like Predator, but Dreaditor. Written by Jack Olesker.
Can we just preface this and say all 3 of these are written by Jack Olesker to get it out of the way?
Got a triple threat of Jack Olesker today. So The Dreaditor, it starts off in a kind of like a gladiatorial type contest or wrestling match of sorts. Think WrestleMania on the grandest stage or something of that nature. But
how
The Dreaditor,
dare you compare this to WrestleMania? Oh my god.
That's what
god.
They're trying to do. They're trying to put on this big show, and he's the main event, and
they
he's Hulk Hogan. And he's beating everybody. So Skeletor has the idea that they could use him to combat He-Man. So that's what's happening, and there's an epic fight or match kind of showdown between He-Man and the Dreadnought. He-Man eventually wins that match, and the Dreadnought and He-Man have a mutual respect for each other. This is basically how it wraps up. So, Mike, what did you think of the Dreadnought?
Standard plot. Nothing really special about it. Same thing has happened in many other forms of media, movies, hell, I would compare this episode as, which it's bad to compare it to this, but the only other comparison I can think of is Rocky. Because, essentially, they start out as adversaries in Rocky with him and Apollo, and they become friends. That's exactly what happens here. So, basically, this is a poor man's copy of Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of this warrior who comes in, you know, somebody we haven't, like a new character. Obviously, at this point, you know, you're 50 episodes in on most of the series. If you can inject some new characters, that's fun, instead of seeing the same old people all the time. So I like the idea that we have a new character. It's this warrior that's supposed to, you know, be immediately, based on the first 5 minutes, you know, a pretty substantial threat or a powerful guy, you know, somebody that could have some success in whatever they're putting him up against. So I like that. And he actually does take out one of the masters right away.
Mm-hmm. Sagatar.
Yeah, I was hoping actually that it would be a thing where he was, and I know this has been done in other cartoons, but I kind of like this plot, but I was hoping that he would have taken them out kind of one by one. Or taken out like two or three of them, or three or four of them, or something of that nature, and then it would have like led to this ultimate showdown with him and He-Man type thing. They didn't quite go that route because Sagatar is really the only one he took out. But this episode, for some reason, reminds me of, I want to say it's a Thundercats episode, where it's a little different, but it reminds me of this one where they had this intimidating character that kind of flew in from outer space, landed on the planet, and ended up kind of like being like a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of that same idea where some foreign or person we don't know was introduced that was taking out people and was, you know, kind of showing that they were an adversary worthy of He-Man or of, you know, Lion-O, et cetera. So it kind of reminded me of that. Obviously, like you said, this kind of plot has been done before in various ways. I mean, it has a little bit of different things that we've seen before. But Dreadnought's voice was awful.
The voice,
Dreadnought's voice was very bad. Like, if he was supposed to be this intimidating character, et cetera, et cetera, I wish they would have got somebody to do his voice in a menacing way, but obviously a lot of the people involved in this show maybe weren't the right people to pull this voice off. I don't know. So, I mean, I like the idea of the... I actually enjoyed the episode overall. I like these types of episodes where there's, like, this oddball guy coming in and wreaking havoc and being used in a different way. Doesn't know who's good, doesn't know who's bad, kind of being pulled both ways and trying to figure things out. So I was entertained.
I wasn't.
That doesn't surprise me.
It just...
There's this meme that I know you saw going around Facebook or Twitter... I can only think of you every time I see it, Mike. It says something about being grumpy and being an old man.
Yeah. Anyway, well, actually, as we're recording this, you'll hear this much later than it actually is, folks. But as we're recording this, September 24th was Grumpy Fuckers Day. So
that's it. Yeah. They made a day for you. I can't believe it.
Hey. There you go. I don't know. I know I'm not going to get a lot out of this series because, hello, it was 20, 30 some odd years ago at this point. But, like, I want something more than just a fucking copy of a Rocky film or, you know, come up with better plots. Like, I get it. This is old. There's nothing I can do about this now. But, like, any other... Like, half of this series... We're at... Not really the halfway point, but we're over 50... We will be over 50 episodes in this podcast. But, like, all of this series to this point is nothing but mimicking Star Wars, mimicking Transformers, mimicking this, mimicking that, mimicking whatever. Like, how about you tell an actual story?
They have very good character story, character development, and story arcs in the series.
Not really, told. No.
That's what I've been told. I'm still looking for them, 50 episodes in. I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I actually enjoyed this one compared to some of the crap that we've had to watch, so I was pleasantly surprised that we started off on a good note for me.
Gets a 1.
A 1?
Yep.
That's harsh.
Not really.
It was entertaining. It was the pace was good. It was boring. Moving right along. No. You want to see boring? We're about to get there. 4 people. It's better than Mike saying we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back with the milestone episode 50 coming up.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
All right, episode 50 is here, and we have a mutiny on the mothership. Mm-hmm. Jack Lesker is bringing it to us. So we basically have a mutiny of the mutants. The mutants are mutinying. I don't know if I said that right. But anyways, the bad guys are fighting each other. And there's two factions. They split up. They're fighting each other. And then about two-thirds of the way through, the Master's ship crashes into whatever the fuck the bad guy's ship is called. And then they have a thing where the bad guys and good guys and the two sides of the mutiny all have to work together. So everybody's got to be friends and work together, et cetera, et cetera. As soon as the ship gets detached, the bad guys, though, turn on the good guys and try to attack them. And then we have these alien people, very similar to something you may have seen in Transformers, that are judging and looking at what happened, and that was not needed. But anyway,
it's the Valk, is what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's the Valk from Beast Wars,
or the whatchamacallit, Quintessons.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? Mutiny on the mothership.
It's better than the last episode.
That is a lie, and not.
No,
true.
It is not. It's not the best episode, but it's better than the last one.
No, again, not in any way.
Yes, it was. Again, another standard plot, something we've all seen before. Nothing really unique, but it was better than the last one because of Skeletor and his moments of hilarity that ensued in this episode.
No, the last episode was one episode that was that had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it all made sense, and it was entertaining and well paced. This episode should have been two different episodes because they couldn't decide which episode they wanted to tell, so they combined two. That's the problem with this one. They should have had one whole episode that was just about the mutiny of the bad guys, and they could have done some cool stuff with that. I would have preferred if they would have had an episode like that and not a single good character even showed up. I wanted an episode that didn't have He-Man, didn't have any of the Masters, nothing like that, just mutiny on the mothership, the bad guys are fighting each other, let's get a little bit more character development for some of the bad characters, you know, have the two factions and do that as one episode and actually explore it. Have a second episode, completely different time and place, where this joining of the good guys and the bad guys are happening, or they're forced into a situation where they have to cooperate to get out of it, and then you have this alien race looking over and judging them. That could have been a whole different episode, taken straight out of the pages of Star Trek. That's fine. Or Transformers. But it should have been two different episodes. They couldn't decide which way they wanted to go, and it ended up with a boring mishmash of two different ideas that neither one got to be explored well. That's my take.
Mm.
I like the other one better.
No.
I give this one a 3.
I also give it a 3. It is middle ground, but it's better than the last one.
I think you need to rewatch the last one. That was good.
No, I don't.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to rock with me all night. Rock to the Future, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
Hey, dudes, what's happening? Don't be so stressed out, man.
Move, lovely creature. Our weapons are powerful.
Talk about hostile. You guys need an attitude adjustment.
Thank you. harmless. Let's take him to Flug. Come with us.
Perfecto mundo, man. Like, take me to your leader.
So much for the comet.
And so much for me. I'm leaving.
No, you'll stay in the city.
Try and stop me.
Allegra, where are you going?
To my retreat.
What was that?
That was Evan. The purest, most vibrant, most perfect harmony I've ever heard.
Episode 51, we're rocking to the future with Jack Olesker and TFG1 Mike. What do you think?
This is the worst episode of the day.
Okay, at least we'll agree on that.
I mean, this is just stupid.
You already gave out a one.
Well, you know, there's two more places I can go.
Yeah,
you know, this is just stupid. Like, I just by the title alone, I thought it was going to be some sort of Back to the Future with rock and roll kind of thing. Like, if somebody, one of the stupid scientists, managed to get two brain cells together to invent a time machine and sending someone back in time, and they somehow see a rock. No. You have this mysterious thing where this guy is just in this cave. Supposedly he went through some wormhole or something or other. And he's supposed, I guess he's supposed to be like a Dave Mustaine or a Sammy Hagar or...
He's supposed to be Harry the Rapper.
Something.
Harry Rapper.
Ew.
Hank the Rapper. Hank Rapper?
Yeah, Hank the Rapper or something. I don't know.
Hank Rapper or Harry Rapper. I don't know. It's something stupid.
I don't know. And it's so stupid because... There's a planet for concerts? Okay, sure, fine, great. Like, this is...
I like that. I like there's a hub in the universe that just has entertaining concerts and things like that.
That's okay, cool. So, all right, well, I'm going to break everybody's brain. This episode...
Yeah, guys.
...is worse...
Prepare yourself.
Then Transformers Generation 1 Season 3 Carnage in C Minor.
People would have to know what that is, though, in order to realize.
Well, you know what it is.
I do, yes.
But yes.
Everybody else that plays
Transformers, well, they'll hear it because that's all I'm putting in this episode is Carnage in C Minor clips. Because the hell with this episode.
Yeah, I like the idea of new characters. So they introduce like two or three characters that actually have speaking parts, which is rare in this series for anybody to speak besides the 10 people we know.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that they put a few new characters in. I like the idea that there's this planet that's just an entertaining hub that people can go for shows and this, that, and the other. But this episode had no chance from the very beginning for me, and this is unfair, but because when I saw the title, I didn't think what you thought. I thought that the new adventures was going to have their version of the rock people.
Oh.
And I thought that we were going to get something cool like that. And instead, we got a human rocker straight out of like Denver and the Last Dinosaur there that, that was just playing music. And then we're going to use the concert as a way to get the good guys and they're going to capture all the workers. I mean, this is retarded. I'm sorry. I'm going to use that word, but this is bad on all levels. I don't understand what the thought process was behind this one. You already took our masters and put them in space. And now it's like, you want to do like some type of, I don't know. It's just like everything is coming straight from something else. Like, and I know that's typical for cartoons in general. I know that's a bad critique because you're going to say, well, every cartoon is taken off of other cartoons and this, that, and the other. But some of them have like stories that they might be taken off of those ideas, but you don't notice it while you're watching it. Whereas this one just screams it. Like, this is like, it's like they saw an episode of Silverhawks where you had Bluegrass or Melodia or something like that rocking in space and doing that type of stuff. And they were like, oh, how can we do that here? And man, I just don't get it in this universe. I don't get it.
Like, I could see if there were like, okay, I know you hate this. Like, you hate what I'm about to say just as much as you hate a single fucking tear. But let's face it.
I do hate that.
Let's face it. most of, even though I agree, you agree that they have stories, they're based continuity, but everyone in the world says that 80s cartoons are nothing but toy commercials. 90s cartoons were nothing but toy commercials kind of thing. I could see if, like, the Rock guy was going to be a new action figure in the line that they did this episode, because, if they're going to introduce new characters like we had in the last episode or whatever, I can understand that. However, this would have been cooler if they actually took the time travel aspect and had He-Man and maybe Kaz and Drissy or whomever, or the Galactic Guardians or whatever, actually go through time and look at musical generations over time. Like, not just have one stranded guy mysteriously there. Because he... Yeah. I don't even know. Like, they say something about him flying through something or doing through something or going through some sort of time warp or something or other.
Yeah.
But this is not Maurice Day in the time. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I just realized I've been calling the Masters, the Galactic Guardians, the Masters, but whatever.
Whatever. It's the same damn thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't like it. I don't need this in my He-Man, at all. Nope. This is a one for me.
Zero.
All right, at least we agree on that one.
Straight zero. We're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff and all that good stuff, and we'll be back to close it out after this.
All it takes is one bad day.
We are back here on the Powers of Grayskull series, Masters in Space. Thank God we're almost done with this crappy cartoon. I cannot wait for us to do the live commentary next time for the 87 film, because that is a million times better than anything this series has to offer.
And people will argue that. That's the sad part.
Uh-huh.
I understand. I mean, we'll get to it. I understand a little of both sides when it comes to the movie, but I enjoy it, and I will enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, same here. And as I've been saying, folks, in the last three episodes, 96, 97, 98, and I'll say it here, this is going to be the first time in 10 years since Kevin and I met online that we're actually meeting each other in person. We're going to be recording this commentary live in person at my house here in Illinois, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast.
One of us may not live to see the next day, though.
Yeah. If you bury
Luckily,
me
we're talking
the...
about the movie, because if we were talking about like a series and we had a disagreement... I might have to murder you.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So, October 21st, 2018, 7 years after we started the podcast, we will hit episode 100. Stay tuned for that, folks.
We should see if we can make this go to 10 years.
No.
10 years.
I know where you live. I will drive the...
10 years of He-Man content.
No.
We can do it.
No.
Just need to take a little hiatus after that.
No! Things need to have an ending. Beginning, middle, and end. You
this
have
show
to...
doesn't.
Yes.
This show has... it seems like we're stuck in the middle forever. There's no beginning. There's no end. It's just we're in this limbo of new adventures in space. Masters in space. Get us out of here. Find us.
We're past the halfway mark on this podcast.
Feels like we're in no man's land, just spinning our wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Help!
Yeah, if we take this to 130 episode, obviously episode 65 of the podcast would have been the halfway point. So we're way past the halfway point here in the show.
Yes, we are.
So thank you to everybody who's listened. Thank you to...
Thanks to the fans out there for putting some pressure on Mike.
Absolutely.
No,
no, no. Stop that.
Keep it coming,
no.
guys. Keep
no.
it coming. He's agreed to it, but keep it coming anyways.
I need to apologize to Rania because we pronounced her name wrong last time. I thought it was Rain. Well, I had to edit the episode, and I went back, and I listened to how she pronounced her name. So, Arch Designs, sorry about that. Sorry that Kevin called you a dude on Twitter.
Did I?
Yeah, you said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. He's just, you know, when we were arguing about doing that, it's a girl.
I just always say dude and guy. And
Yeah.
It's just generic.
Uh-huh. Thank you for listening to the Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our posts from this show, from every other show that we do, and all that good stuff. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates. Follow at Power of Grayskull for all the Pogs updates. I am at TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
Mine is at Optimus Solo. Remember, that's at TFG1 Mike if you want to tell him how thankful you are that we're going to be covering She-Ra at least a little bit.
No.
And that is Mike
Become
right there.
Become a fan on Facebook.
He's the professional one, guys.
Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. Hello. You're the one that forgot which podcast you were doing last time. Yeah, episode 98, I believe. You were gonna start it on the Cinema Geeks intro, and you're like, wait, there's a whole you'll hear it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Anyways, we hope you enjoy the Space Tales today. Don't forget to join us on our next adventure when we will take a look at the next two episodes of the New Adventures of He-Man.
What
episode
the fuck?
52, of the Herd.
No.
I mean, we're not counting the episode 100. I'm saying when we come back to the
No, it's episode 100. No, we have to count episode 100. How can you
Well, when we come back to the New Adventures in episode 101, we'll be covering episode 52, Running of the Herd, and episode 53, Balance of Power. We're going to see what the balance of power is at episode 100, and we'll see who has the power.
That would be me, since I do all the work. For now, I am TFG and Mike, and he is Optimus Solo. Tune in next time.
A great one.
Not really, no. Yeah. So
we for the honor and power and magic of He-Man.
Whatever. I don't even know anymore.
Grayskull!
Anyone want to see some magic?
Yeah, I think you better do your disappearing act.
Sometimes I feel that I am not appreciated. See you later, folks!